This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FLUX. Ron, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett.
Hey, you know, my listeners really don't know a lot about your company. That's one of the reasons why I asked you to come on to the show. So give us a little background of yourself and a little background of the company, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Yeah, sure. Be glad to. The company was founded in late 2009 with some proprietary battery management software for lithium batteries. The founder asked me to come in about 3.5 years ago, and we pivoted from selling battery packs to electric car vehicles to industrial equipment. The assessment was it would be a much better commercialization strategy. I had come to the company from a number of positions in public companies. I started out at Ford Motor Company in automotive and financial services and went on to another a number of other companies. A lot of large companies earlier in my career and some several startups in the past 8 years. So I kind of bring a combination of large company and startup experience to Flux. And so at Flux, we're designing, building, and selling large format lithium packs for industrial equipment, focusing initially on forklifts and airport equipment. Our primary commercial strategy is just to replace lead acid in this multi-billion dollar industrial equipment area with better technology that's lower cost because they last a lot longer and higher performance. We're targeting large fleets, and we're in this early stage of what we believe is a very large wave to sweep industrial equipment.
You know, I noticed in 2014, you guys did 358,000 in sales, and in 2015, you did 715,000. So congratulations on that. Can you tell us what 2016 or 2017 is going to look like? And, you know, give us a little bit of a taste on that.
We launched this product in early 2014, and it was the first product of its kind in the industry. We had a lot of discovery and research to do and exactly what it would take with this product in this operational environment in forklifts. We got certified with a UL listed certification last December because we're charging the large fleets and they all wanted a UL certification. So we're the only ones that gives added measure of safety and durability. So for the past 6 months, we've been incorporating the UL design changes, other design changes from input from the field to a new UL certified pack that we just started building the past 6 weeks. So our target is we're currently building about 15 per week and getting a lot of things in place, including assembly processes. Our target is 25 per week in August, 50 by the end of the year, and continuing to ramp accordingly.
I'm just curious, and what does one of these batteries go for? What's the cost?
Our average revenue is $3,200 per pack.
Wow. And so is that the concentration of your production and sales? Is this particular area and market? Or can you give us some other products that you guys are looking into?
Good question, because our pack of these lithium cells and circuit boards, and in some cases we have onboard chargers and other fuses, circuit breakers, and other supporting equipment, is very modular and scalable. So as we are, our first entree into the forklifts has been with what they call the walkie pallet jack, which is the largest by numbers in the industry. But it's a little bit like cars. We're starting off with a smaller car and then going to bigger cars. So our next product is a natural product line extension to a piece of equipment called an Enrider, which means they get to stand on it.
Exactly.
And it's about double the size of the current pack. And then we will go to class one, which is the forklifts that you sit on. That's four, five, six times the size. So with that, of course, is higher revenue per pack, but a natural extension of everything we've learned with how to make these packs work.
My guest today is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power Holdings, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FLUX. What is your plan to improve gross margins? You know, that's great that you guys got revenues, but how are we looking to improve the balance sheet and go forward?
That's a great question, because margin is everything. I was the CFO of a number of large public companies, and very, very keen on that as a public company. We currently have really about a break-even margin, and if you look at our financials, we've had some quarters of negative gross margin, and principally because the cost is at very, very low volume, in essence, kind of prototype pricing on the volume. I now have quotes from actually a local vendor that's partially automated, and we have quotes and are starting the whole process to get our inventory of parts from them that should get us to gross margins into the 20s, into the 20%, just based on those firm quotes we have right now, supporting the volume ramp that we're looking at over the next 6 months. We have a number of other design cost reductions in assembly efficiencies, which come from pre-assembly automation and testing that enable a higher assembly rates. Those actions should take us into the 30s. And then lastly, our kind of safety net fallback or alternative, we're also getting quotes for offshoring certain major sub-assembly, such as the cells and battery trays, and also full assembly offshoring to China, to look at that as a potential fallback. As we introduce new products, the ones I mentioned, we're also piloting packs that are about double the current size we have with baggage tuggers at LAX, Los Angeles International Airport, that's going very successfully and will be introduced to the major airlines. That is the heart of our story on gross margin, and I'm very excited about it.
My guest today is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FLUX. You know, talk about a little bit about your portable power for the military applications and the stationary power for grid storage. I think you guys have a plan for some other lithium products. Can you, give us a little bit of what's you got going on in R&D right now?
Yeah, good question. As I said, because our packs are the technology, the patents, the application engineering is modular and scalable, our toughest choice is deciding what to go after next. I mentioned the Enriders, the other forklift equipment.
Right.
The baggage tuggers at the airports is another big one. We have also provided packs to the military, which are portable packs, which are about the size of the ones we have now for powering electronic gear in remote locations. So they are in an extensive pilot phase with that. We think that's a longer term opportunity. And we've also bid, along with some integrators, on stationary power for the military at bases in New York and Edwards Air Force Base in California. So we really see those as longer term and can fit into our potential expansion, natural product line expansion of our products, that we could bring on as once we get this launch in a very successful mode with the products we have currently.
At a market cap of $7.5 million and a stock price at 5 cents, and with the things you have already going on and the vision that you have going forward, I think you guys are completely undervalued. That's just one person's opinion. My guest today is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FLUX. Ron, in closing, is there anything you would like to get out to my listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
No, just that the feedback and early customers that we have in the Fortune 100, Fortune 50 are just very excited about this. They tried it. They like it. They're ordering. They want packs as soon as I can get to them. So we hope to be reporting over the next 3 to 6 months some significant ramp to the revenue numbers that you mentioned earlier.
My guest today is Flux Power. Ron, thank you for coming on the show. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months, and I wish you guys the best.
Thanks a lot, Everett. Nice to be with you today.